Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Diane Farsetta. In our top spin, the Republican National Committee has a lot of explaining to do. A Christmas gift was recently sent to committee members that includes a music CD with a song called Barack the Magic Negro, which was first played on Rush Limbaugh's right-wing radio show. Who would send such a tasteless and racist gift? None other than Chip Saltzman, a candidate to chair the Republican National Committee. Barack the Magic Negro is performed by a conservative satirist who not only mocks Obama, but also Al Sharpton, Snoop Dogg, and Louis Farrakhan. The singer defends the compilation CD, titled We Hate the USA, as political satire. Among the other 40 songs on the CD are an anti-immigration song called The Star Spanglish Banner. Ironically, the original inspiration for Barack the Magic Negro came from a culture critic who is gay and has African-American ancestry. He wrote a 2007 article with the same title that took Obama to task for pandering to the anti-gay Christian right.
The Bush administration has been an unrelenting supporter of abstinence-only education, often to the exclusion of other approaches to reducing teen pregnancy. More than $175 million have been spent by the federal government in the past 8 years, including for ads like this one.
You're afraid if we talk about sex,
I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butter bean.
But study after study has shown that abstinence-only education doesn't work to prevent young people from having sex. A recent study analyzing federal survey results shows that half of youth became sexually active whether or not they had taken a chastity pledge. Those that did say they would wait to have sex were found to have a lower opinion of condom use, so have a higher risk of pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. A spokesperson for the National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancies said, quote, "This study again raises the issue of why the federal government is continuing to invest in abstinence-only programs," end quote.
Slap suits are lawsuits brought by corporations against people who express unfavorable opinions about them. The term SLAP stands for Strategic Lawsuits Against Public Participation. While slap suits have a chilling effect on freedom of expression, they've also weakened financial reporting. An editor of Britain's Guardian newspaper says that his paper was attacked using British defamation laws. The Guardian was sued for libel by Tesco, one of the largest public companies in Britain and the fourth largest retailer in the world. The paper reported that Tesco was using complicated financial arrangements to avoid paying taxes. What is it like being the object of a slap suit? According to The Guardian's editor, quote, "Letters rain in day after day, week after week, drafted by counsel, amended by junior partners, redrafted by senior partners, few of them earning less than $500 an hour. Their tone is alternately sneering, bullying, threatening, and demanding. All this for a case where any damages would have been relatively insignificant," end quote. While the paper was correct that there was a financial shell game going on, they got some of the details wrong, including the amount of tax that Tesco was avoiding. But The Guardian's editor pointed out that, quote, "There is no shortage of cases where news organizations, including several American media companies, have had to risk millions of dollars to protect solid reporting on matters of public interest," end quote.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fake It, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned Chip Saltzman, candidate for chair of the Republican National Committee and racist stocking stuffer. Saltzman's political career started in his home state of Tennessee. He worked his way up through the Tennessee party ranks and became the state's Republican Party chairman in 1998. Saltzman worked closely with Senator Bill Frist as the senator's senior political advisor and also for Frist's Political Action Committee. Saltzman was also an important figure in Frist's preparations for a potential run for the Republican presidential nomination in 2008 and was labeled Frist's secret weapon. Saltzman then went on to work as the national campaign manager for Mike Huckabee's run for the Republican presidential nomination. He is a frequent commentator for Fox News.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.